This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the life of Salah al-Din, and it comes to us from his chief surgeon, Bahauddin ibn Shaddad, who wrote a diary about the life of Salah al-Din. So you want to know, you read Ibn Shaddad. You read the people who were amongst him. You don't read something written by another nation. Usama ibn Munqidh, the great Syrian writer, when he said, when the Crusaders came, and he saw these people, he described them as animals. He said they are hayawanat. They are animals with fighting spirit and courage, but they have nothing else. They're animals. And it's hard for us to come to grips with this. What did Salah al-Din do? Why is he so important to us? Number one, he worked on himself. When he got the trust of Imara to be the Imam, the Amir, his life transformed. And he followed the teachings that he was taught from when he was young. He was many times seen in Ibadah in the middle of the night. He never spent a lot of money on himself. When he eventually died, he only had a few dirhams, a few things of his own wealth. He patronized the scholars. He encouraged Islamic studies. He improved our lands. He built dikes. He dug canals. He founded schools. He built masajid. And he dealt with the aqidah of the Muslims. He straightened out Egypt, and he threw out the Fatimids, and he put in Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. And he made it clear to the Muslims, the only way to victory is to follow directly through the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He united the Muslims. And so the Arabs and the non-Arabs came together under him. The light skin and the dark skin came together under Salah al-Din. He taught us by his example. But they say about Salah al-Din, they try to teach us something else in the media. His personality is so powerful that even the European writers cannot write all wrong about him. They are afraid of him. But they don't tell the exact truth. They say about him that when he came to Jerusalem, when he finally came into these lands, he was seeking revenge. Revenge for his sister. But the reality was, he responded to the evil spirit. What was the evil spirit? It came, it showed itself in the Knights Templar. They put themselves in the fortress of Karak, which is now in Jordan. And they stood for the Hujjaj. They stood and they killed the Hujjaj. They terrorized the pilgrim routes. And when some of the Hujjaj said, "Mercy," and they said, their leader Reginald said to them, "Go to your prophet if you want mercy." And he killed them. Then they said they would attack Mecca and Medina. And when they said this, the Sultan, Salah al-Din, said, "Wallahi, I will take him with my own hands." That is our leader. "I will take him with my own hands." And so he took his stand against them and defeated them completely in the Battle of Hattin. When he came to Jerusalem, they tell us in the media that a man named Balian stood up against him and held him down, held him to a truce. It is a lie. Salah al-Din, after 1 month, overwhelmed Jerusalem. The whole city was at his mercy. What did he do to them? The Crusaders killed us until their horses were knee deep in blood. What did he do? The example of the Prophet ﷺ, when he came into Mecca, he came into Mecca with Fathu Mecca with his head bowed down. And he told to the Quraysh, "Go free." He forgave them and showed that Islam is the high ground. That is the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Salah al-Din rahimahullah, he said, "My brother Al-Malik Al-Adil will free 1,000 prisoners. the patriarch of Jerusalem will free 1,000 prisoners. And Balian, who did not defeat Salah ad-Din but begged for his mercy, he will also free 1,000 prisoners. That is the reality. And he allowed the rest of the people to pay ransom and go free. But when he found the king, the ruler of the Knights Templar, he took him with his own hands and he gave him justice.